U.S. greater than after 135,000 deaths in America, Donald Trump finally wears a mask, World of Buzz Home News Current Affairs Social Stories Society People Features Lifestyle Travel Food Events and Places Beauty and Fashion Tech Culture Music Relationships Film and TV Sports Opinion Videos Munch Advertise Contribute an article. Contact Connect with us World of Buzz after 135,000 deaths in America, Donald Trump finally wears a mask news. After 135,000 deaths in America, Donald Trump finally wears a mask. Malaysia's first pet pharmacy lets you buy medicine and supplements for your furry friends. Immigration revokes work permit of Rehan Kabir, man in Al Jazeera video. Woman loves her Bantal Busuk so much, she made it a VIP guest at her own wedding. PDRM identified 532 individuals who failed to attend their second COVID-19 screening. Current Affairs Social Stories Society. Did you know that Sarawak still uses English as its official language? Here's why. Meet Dr. Masliza, first female Malaysian ASSC professor in Oxford University after 924 years. Tun M banned an international media in 1986 for mischievous reports on Mashiach. Here's what happened. Muji files for bankruptcy in the USA. Dr. Noor Hisham poses next to inspiring mural dedicated to Malaysia's heroes. People Features Lifestyle. SG scientists are trying to harness energy from the shadow realm, for real. Sunway Pyramid Ice is reopening on the 11th of July 2020. Roti Canai Alar, the new food sensation in Kelantan. Enchanting spots for an exciting escapade, here's why Malaysians need to visit Sabah for a memorable getaway. Coriander bubble tea actually exists and people don't know how to feel about it. Travel food events and places beauty and fashion tech culture. Glee star, Naya Rivera presumed drowned after four-year-old son found drifting alone in boat. Have you ever wondered why you can't stop eating popcorn during a movie? Here's why. This cinema in Terengganu doesn't allow men and women to sit together and here's why. Want a calming, aesthetic, plant-filled Instagram feed? Follow these four accounts. Here's why Kanye West would be a way better president than Donald Trump. Music relationships film and TV sports opinion. Should victims be blamed for sexual harassment when even religious clothing is sexualized? Al Jazeera making false claims against Malaysia, frontliner who treated immigrants speaks out. Stop victim blaming and promoting rape culture in Malaysia. Videos. Alexander 23 spins the Malaysian wheel. Chup. Ratatouille makes wonton mee. Black lives in Malaysia, what is racism like for you? One Malaysia plays, left 4 dead 2. Chup. More Malaysians infected with dengue than COVID-19? Munch share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. U.S. President Donald Trump is certainly not a popular figure in recent times, especially after taking into account his fiasco in managing the country during the COVID-19 pandemic. Paying a direct and personal price for his absurdity, Trump has done another U-turn, having previously stated that he would not wear a mask, to wearing one when he met wounded soldiers and healthcare workers. Now, Trump has been very much against wearing face masks, citing that masks made him look ridiculous and would send the wrong message. He even mentioned that he would not wear a mask and mocked Democratic rival, Joe Biden, for wearing one. Woe behold, the story is different today. To further fuel his new resolve, here is what Trump had to say about his new look. I've never been against masks, but I do believe they have a time and place. He also likened his new groove to that of the Lone Ranger, a fictional masked hero who fought outlaws in the American Old West. An amazing U-turn, don't you think? According to the BBC, Trump was one of those who were vocal against the recommendation of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control, CDC, in April for members of the public to wear masks in an effort to stop the spread of the virus. I don't think I'm going to be doing it. Wearing a face mask as I greet presidents, prime ministers, dictators, kings, queens, I just don't see it. With a reported 66,528 infections in the past 24 hours and 135,000 deaths to date, we think that it is about time for the President of the United States to set a good example for his supporters and everyone else to follow. Also read, Trump cuts ties between America and WHO.
Source,
BBC. share, tweet, follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Contribute an article, advertise, contact terms of service, privacy policy. Part of the INFLUASIA network. Copyright 2020 World of Buzz. All rights reserved. You have reached the end of this story.